For more than 21 years, Darren Balaam served in various positions in the Washoe County Sheriff's Office, moving from sergeant to lieutenant, then captain, and eventually becoming assistant sheriff. Now he's running for the department's top job. He sat down with KUNR's Stephanie Serrano to talk about why he wants to become Washoe County's next sheriff.
Welcome, Darren.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Stephanie.
Why are you running for sheriff, and what would it mean to you if you were to be elected?
I'm born and raised here, fifth generation. I'm raising a family here, and I always believe and was taught that when you start something, you always leave it in better shape than when you started. It's truly about serving the community, giving back, making that positive impact with the employees, the community, and making our community better.
Tell me about an experience you've had in your career, and how has it prepared you to become sheriff?
I think during the recession, at the time I was in detectives and in patrol as a lieutenant and as a captain during those years. So we cut 83 positions, $21 million, and we had to make some very difficult decisions. You know, we wanted to make sure we kept people's jobs. We had to make sure we had the training so our personnel were still trained. So making those tough decisions and learning, more importantly, how to be more efficient. We became more strategic-minded. We also learned how to move our resources around more efficiently, and we did do it better. We were able to have an effect on crime out in the community, and we had maintained a safe jail.
There has been concerns about how inmates are treated in Washoe County. What will you do to improve this situation?
So it all starts from the top of how you treat people. So for me, it's about getting out from behind that desk. It's about telling from the top all the way down that we need to get out. We need to work with our personnel. So we have to get the staffing back. We have to increase the training. Training is always the first to get cut under budgets. And we have to have the training of the implicit bias training, because, you know, there's that bias that you're not aware of. And we need to teach our people, everybody has a bias. You need to be aware of that. And secondarily, it's called crisis intervention training. And that's learning how to talk to people while they're in crisis or if they have some issues, and just treating people respectfully. You can still get your point across. You still can, you know, if they're incarcerated, you know, still treat them with respect. They're humans.
On your website, you identify three major crises that we are seeing in Northern Nevada: sex trafficking, mental health, and the opioid crisis. Can you tell me how you plan on tackling these issues?
So many people really ask, do we really have it here? And I say, well, we are a 24/7 town. And yes, we do. We've never had a full-time sex trafficking law enforcement team. The federal government has a funding mechanism for equipment and training. We just have to put bodies. So I've already talked with the chiefs from Reno and Sparks on the idea of, let's put some bodies together. Let's create a full-time sex trafficking team and then attach it to what we already have now, which is our internet crimes against children. So they do all the child pornography. If we attach it now, a sex trafficking, human trafficking task force, we cover from, unfortunately, infants all the way to adults. Well, that's the first thing. The second, opioids. We have to work with the medical community, I believe. You know, law enforcement, this is more than just what we can handle. We need to bring in the nonprofits, and then how do we work together to address that and get those pills off the street and those that are perpetuating the problem. Mental health. Our mental health, state mental health hospitals closed down, so where do they end up? They end up in our jail. Right now, if you get sent up to jail and you get convicted of a crime, once your time's up and you have no money, nowhere to go, we give you a bus pass. And we tell you, good luck. If you need to go to the VA hospital or Hopes or Crossroads, good luck. Here's your one bus pass and have a good day. That's not good enough. So what I want to do is work on providing those services while they're incarcerated, so that now, instead of me giving you a bus pass, I can tell you, and you're free to leave, but the services you got in our jail, that van right there is going to take you down. The second part is working with the courts and the district attorney prior to them getting arrested. So if they commit a minor misdemeanor crime that's not violent, instead of throwing them in jail for jaywalking, how about we create, and I know the courts are looking at this, a specialty court where we can take them immediately to that court. And then instead of throwing them in jail, we give them that option to hear services.
Darren Balaam is a candidate in the running for sheriff. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you. I appreciate it.